This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, we'll hear from Democrat Alberta Griffin. She's running for the 61st State House District seat, which includes the city of Portage. It's currently held by Republican Brant Iden. But first, Western Michigan University President Edward Montgomery has now been on the job for a little more than a year. In his State of the University address last month, Montgomery said the school is on the move and we have begun to write the next chapter in Western State Normal School's storied history. President Edward Montgomery, thank you very much for being here.
Glad to be here.
So now that you have a little more than a year under your belt, and what are your thoughts on being a university president? How has it changed life for you?
Well, I thank you for having me on the show. Two, it's been a great experience for us. Joining the Western Michigan University community has been very fulfilling for us. It's been hectic, but it's been great hectic. Getting to experience the full range of opportunities and programs that we have on this campus, everything from our engineering program to our fine arts program and everything in between. It's been a real eye-opener.
What maybe surprised you most about taking the job here as we talk now that maybe you didn't know on that first day you started back in August of last year?
Well, you know, our son is an alum, and so we had some familiarity with the campus, and my wife has family members who had gone to Western Michigan University for their education. But what you got to see here is two things which I say stand out for me. One is the full range of high-quality programs we have, whether we are talking about one of the top programs in integrated supply chain management or sales or jazz or occupational therapy, physical therapy programs, just the breadth of excellence that we have across the campus. And the second thing you learn when you come here is the people. You know, that's the special sauce, as I say. It's the number of people who go on above and beyond to really connect students, to make sure that they can get access to education, to help them fulfill their passion. That's what really makes Western a special place.
Of course, you've worked in higher education at the level of professor and then as dean. How about that transition to the corner office over there in the administration building? How different is it to actually be the president and to carry that responsibility?
Well, you know, I like to say being the president of the university is like a little bit like being the mayor of a small town. You have, in our case, 23,000 students, another 5,000 employees. We obviously run education programs, but we have roads to maintain. We have snow to remove. We have food to be served. We have environmental impact. And so there are a whole range of issues that you get to deal with and confront. But, you know, like the mayor, the big satisfaction is seeing how you change lives.
So the enrollment numbers which have come out have shown a 1.5% drop for this year for Western Michigan University. How concerning is that number to you?
Well, you know, obviously we would like to be a little bit bigger. I think if you look at the trend for the last 5 or 6 years or more, we've been going down by about a couple hundred students, 200 to 300 students each year. And so that's kind of disquieting. It's largely driven by the fact that the number of 18-year-olds in the state is shrinking. And so overall enrollment across all of the public universities has dropped by about 20,000 since 2011. It's also being made worse because within the state, not only is the number of 18-year-olds going down, but the share of them going on to college is also declining. So within the in-state pool, it's been a challenge for us and all the public universities. I think we can turn that around. We've made some investments in our marketing and our outreach. We've made some investments to try and attract more students to become the school of choice at this university. And so I'm optimistic that we'll begin to see some positive news. We've already seen it when it comes to our out-of-state recruitment. The share of out-of-state students has gone up from about 9% in 2016 to 15% now. The share of our freshmen that are coming from out-of-state's gone up to about 23%. We had a growth in international students' enrollment this year, which is something that's very rare in this country as a university. So we're making some positive signs, but we haven't turned the total number around yet.
Is that going to have to continue to be a focus out of state students? Because that trend you mentioned of 18-year-olds in the state of Michigan looks like it's going to continue into the future. There don't seem to be a lot of people who are hitting that age and staying in the state long enough. And then there's the whole question of whether they actually go on to college. So does that mean that out-of-state students continue to be a focus into the foreseeable future?
I think we want to do both. The simple fact is, even with the growth of out-of-state students, 85% of our students still come from in-state. So we need to make sure that we're an attractive place for the sons and daughters of the state of Michigan. And so we're not giving up on that at all. We're swimming against a smaller pond. We're fishing in a smaller pond, so to speak. And so we have to do a better job of telling our story for the in-state students of why they should come here, why this is a good choice for them. But the reality is also, like other state universities, we'll be looking at going cross-nation to try and attract students to this university. And we're having some success there, but we haven't given up on in-state by a long shot.
You mentioned that increase in international students. That comes in the face of a lot of things of the federal government, which some people had expressed concern about, that would lead to students just deciding that, you know, going to college anywhere in the United States was not worth the hassle. To what do you attribute that Western was able to actually get an increase in international students?
Yes, there we're definitely swimming against the tide. The number of international students who've come to the United States in each of the last couple of years has been down by 7 or 8% nationwide. And I think increasingly international students are thinking about Canada or thinking about Australia to go to rather than the United States. Why have we been successful? I think, again, it's the community that we have here, the signals about people being welcome here, that this is a campus that is purposely sending the signal that international students are continue to be welcome on this campus.
So there's a new study out on the economic impact of Western Michigan University. Finds that the students who are here, as well as the people employed at the university, make a pretty big impact on the region's economy to the tune of $1.6 billion a year. Now, normally, if I'm interviewing a university president, they might say, well, I don't really know how you come up with those figures. But, of course, you are an economist, maybe not exactly this type of economist. But can you explain a little bit how you measure the economic impact of a university?
Sure. Typically, what they do in these kinds of studies is they look at how much direct spending you can attribute to the university budget in terms of its payroll, in terms of the money they lay out for construction and other operations like that. And then they look at the money and spending that's done by students. And so when they come to town, they frequent pizza joints, they frequent stores and shops, and so they estimate what's the average amount of money that a student spends. And then they sum those dollars up, and they figure every dollar that I spend has an impact on you because you sold me a good, but there's a spillover additional benefit. Now you have a dollar in your pocket, and so you, Gordon, are now able to go out and spend that. And so those dollars get what they call multiplied up into a bigger total impact. And so it's the summing of all of those expenditures directly from the university, from the students who come to visit, from their parents when they come to visit them, and then looking at the impact on that. And for us, $1.6 billion, to put that in perspective, the state invests a little over $100 million in us. And so we're returning about a 15-to-1 return on every dollar the state puts into the university in terms of its impact on our local economy.
In your State of the University address, you mentioned there were going to be some new options for student housing. What sort of things are coming down the pipeline? When can people look for that? And what sort of things will students have available to them as housing options at Western?
So as you may have noticed along Stadium Drive, we took down the Elmwood Apartments and I think that changed the face of the campus. And what we're going to be starting to build in 2020 is a new residence facility. That dormitory, that residence hall will be apartment style. That will allow our students to both be able to provide meals inside their own residence, but there'll also be dining facilities in the quadrant. So that will be part of it, which will take the second step when we build a new student center. That's going to come online in 2021. And that will have both, like as our current Bernhardt Center does, that will have some stores, some restaurants from the outside, as well as dining facilities inside the campus, making that available.
What will happen to the Bernhardt Center?
The Bernhardt Center, unfortunately, has exhausted its lease, and so it's going to have to come down.
Western Michigan University is going to be part of Kalamazoo's Shared Prosperity Initiative. This was an agreement you signed over the summer with Kalamazoo Mayor Bobby Hopewell. Explain a little bit what the university's role is here.
So the university has lots of expertise in terms of its research to think about solutions for poverty, to think about access to education, to think about access to services, a variety of experts. And so our Lewis Walker Institute and Tim Reddy are spearheading the connecting of the university and its programs with the Shared Prosperity Initiative. We have also in our signature program, which is an initiative put together to allow our students to get recognition for their passion. You know, we have about 235,000 hours of volunteer work that our students do in the local community. And so finding opportunities to connect our students to various different initiatives on the campus would be part of that as well.
You mentioned in your State of the University address that there are students here on campus that are trying to finish their degree. And yet, you know, finances get in the way. And I realize with shared prosperity, we're probably talking about some different types of things in terms of poverty and all of that. But, you know, is there some overlap here that, you know, you have this effort to try and address generational poverty and you have, you know, perhaps students who are the first generation in their family to go to school who are, you know, maybe struggling a little bit to pay bills. I mean, we do know that there are students here on campus that struggle a little bit to find enough to eat.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is a challenge. It is a challenge for higher education, how to remain accessible to people of ordinary means, how to middle class or working class families and keep the doors open for them when the universities are increasingly having to rely on tuition. And so we put into place this last year a set of senior completion grants because we got students who were in good standing, who were within a semester or two semesters of being able to graduate and were exhausting their financial aid. And so they could see the light at the end of the tunnel and they weren't getting there. And so we've invested in that. We've gave them counseling as well as additional resources. We've helped about 300 students in total, and about 100 of them have actually graduated, and the vast majority of the rest are still enrolled in school. And so we've got to purposely look for students, particularly first-generation students, students of mild, moderate means. How do we make sure that we keep the doors in the university open? Kalamazoo is blessed by having the promise, which at least pays for the tuition part, and that's a huge help. But there are other expenses, other services that people need if they're going to complete, and so we want to make sure we're doing our part there too.
You know, that project to make sure students have enough to eat is called Invisible Need. And how much is there an invisible need that you know, the public just might not catch all the time? They kind of think that if a student gets to college, there must be some funding there. They must have a scholarship. They must have something. But, you know, that there is a need that these students have, especially, as you mentioned, maybe when you get to year four or year five at college, you've spent maybe a lot of the money that you had saved away or that someone was able to help you with.
Yeah, I mean, it comes as a surprise because I think most people think college students are well off, or their families are well off, and yet there are students for whom basic things like food insecurity is a reality. Some are domestic students, some are international students, but there are students, and so the food pantry is used. It serves hundreds and hundreds of meals each year, and it is accessible to our community, and so we continue to stock that pantry through very generous donations from our community who are wanting to make sure we can fight this battle.
So going back to what you said in the State of the University address about writing the next chapter in this school's history, how big a year is it, do you think, as the president, the person trying to create this vision, how important is this year in building upon your first year as president and writing that next chapter and going forward?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of momentum. We have made some progress on student success. We put some initiatives into place. Those initiatives are WMU Success, which put together peer mentors and made sure that every one of our new freshmen and transfers gets part of a learning community. We're implementing this year. We planned it last year. We're implementing it this year. We hope that will start to pay off. We already made some movements in our retention rates for each class, the freshmen to sophomore, juniors to seniors, and so forth. We want to keep that going. We're not content with where we are. 1 year doesn't make it, and even if 1 year did make it, you have the next year and you have the next class. So we have to continually invent and have a process of improving and working on ourselves, and I think that's what we're starting to see, some momentum along that line.
Western Michigan University President Edward Montgomery, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. It was great to be here.